And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests is discussing an interesting topic. No two topics are related. My first guest founded the prepaid phone card industry. He pioneered voicemail, and he opened up several other markets. He's turned his attention to making money on the internet, and we discussed his latest book, Get Rich Click. My next guest is an investigative reporter who earned a reputation for making complicated issues seem simple. We'll examine topics designed to make us wealthier, happier, and smarter than everybody else from his book titled Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And don't forget, call that number 639-0008. Cast your vote on today's question of the day. And with all the attention on the royal wedding that happened this morning in Great Britain, the question of the day is this. Is Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain worth the $83 million per year that the British people pay her? Call in and vote. Tommy will take your answers, yes or no. Is Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain worth the $83 million per year that they pay her? My next guest, Mark DiVincenzo, is a journalist with nearly a quarter of a century's worth of experience. He was the first reporter in Ohio to report about the state's first AIDS victim and about one of the first Ohioans diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Mark moved to Virginia to work for the Daily Press. There he exposed wrongdoings such as rampant abuses of the public mental health hospitals and decades of neglect by agencies that monitor the environment. Newspapers from coast to coast, including the Washington Post and the Spokane Review, published many of his stories regardless of their length. Mark has won numerous awards competing against reporters throughout the South. During the summer of 2007, Mark left daily journalism to pursue book projects. He was born and reared in Cleveland, Ohio. Mark is a first-generation American who graduated with honors from Bowling Green State University. Mark now lives in Newport News, Virginia, a town famous for citizens such as William Styron, Ella Fitzgerald, and Pearl Bailey. Mark is married, has two daughters. His oldest daughter now attends Oklahoma University. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you today?
I'm great, Billy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. Love to have thought leaders that come on the show. And your book is just flat out fun. You know, you pick this book up, you can read it with the interruptions, pick it up, put it down as you see fit, because it's just filled with interesting factoids. All of them will definitely make you more interesting at a cocktail party. So right away, it's fun, wacky facts. Let's start, though, with the assertion that you make on page 51 of your book, because we're in the middle of a recession right now. You assert that recessions are not all bad. Why is that?
Yeah, good things do happen during recessions. You know, death rates fall. We tend to smoke less because we have less money for cigarettes. We tend to drink less because we have less money for alcohol. We exercise more, and we stay home more. And while we're at home, we eat more meals that we cook, and those tend to be healthier than the ones we eat out. Healthy eating leads to fewer heart attacks. We drive less, so there are fewer traffic fatalities. Businesses have less activity, so there are fewer on-the-job accidents, less pollution. Our credit card debt decreases. We save more money. We buy fewer things, so we generate less trash, and that's good for landfills. Whole host of other good things happen during recessions.
Well, now that is a very interesting fact, and it's sort of taking the situation of a recession and looking at it from the more positive aspect, the glass is half full aspect. You neglected to answer, or to include in your answer there, Mark, that of the Dow 30 stocks, the top 30 stocks on the Dow Jones Exchange, 16 of them, more than half, were founded and started during a recession. So that's also an interesting factoid of why recessions are good.
Yeah, that is a fascinating fact, and I just found this very interesting also, because I have a sweet tooth. But during the Great Depression, candy stores, one of those businesses that almost never failed during the Great Depression, candy stores do very well during recessions. People will find money to satisfy their sweet tooth.
Why do you think that is, Mark? That's an interesting one. Is candy just one of those little indulgences that we give ourselves?
I think so, yeah. We figure, okay, well, I'm cutting back on eating out. I'm cutting back on, I'm putting off the, buying a new car. I'm, you know, not buying as many clothes as I normally would. But you know what? I see that, Snickers bar in the checkout line, and I deserve it. I'm going to buy that. So that's what usually happens.
All right, we're talking to Mark DeVincenzo, everybody. He is the author of the book, Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb, 333 Other Surprising Facts That Will Make You Wealthier, Healthier, and Smarter Than Everybody Else. So I've got to ask you about the title, Mark. My Pinky is More Powerful Than My Thumb. What makes you say that?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this, but without your pinky, you'd lose 50% of your hand strength. Not 15, but 50. If you're listening to this and you're a golfer, you're probably nodding your head. You know what I mean. The pinky gives you a lot of strength. The downside to the pinky is it's on the end of your hand, and so it's less protected than your other fingers, and you're twice as likely to break your pinky than any other finger.
Twice as likely to break your pinky than your thumb or your middle finger or your forefinger, huh?
Exactly.
Wow. Fascinating. All right, remember to call in 639-0008 to cast your vote on today's question of the day. Is Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain worth the $83 million per year that the British people pay her? We'll give you the answer, how you all voted, at the end of the show. I didn't realize that. Why is, I should ask this way, Mark, why is it that you lose 50% of your strength without your pinky? What's the physiological reason for that?
It does have to do with where your tendons are positioned and where your muscles are positioned within your hand, and beyond that, that's probably the best answer I'm going to be able to give you.
All right.
Or could do much better.
That's all right. Other hand trivia, which you also have in your book, the hand contains 25% of all of the bones in the human body. They're contained in the hands. Fascinating. All right, here's one that I found fascinating that you have on page 49. And this is inconceivable to me. You say that 300 cents is worth more than $3. How is that so?
Well, that's what people think. There have been plenty of studies done on cooperation, and researchers will take two groups of people and they'll ask them, would you do this for a dollar? And they'll take another group and they'll say, would you do this for 100 cents? And they find that people who are offered what the larger number, in this case the 100 cents, are more likely to cooperate than people who are asked to do something for $1. And it applies all the way up the line. You can go to $10 or 1,000 cents. The number that appears larger is a number that will cause people to do more when they do these studies on cooperation.
Interesting findings from an interesting study. And when I first read it, Mark, I thought the answer was going to be because you take your 300 pennies, you melt them down for the copper, and with the price of copper being what it is today, the copper value is worth more than the $3. So an interesting spin on that as well.
There's very little copper in a penny. The vast majority of it is zinc.
There
but
you go.
Your logic is good, though. And I've heard other people say the same thing.
All right, we're talking to Mark DeVincenzo, everybody, author of the book That Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb, filled with all kinds of interesting facts to make us healthier, wealthier, wise, and just generally more interesting at cocktail parties, too. So let me ask you this, Mark. There's so many fun things in the book, but one of the ones that I found interesting, because we're here in Southern California and we all spend a great deal of time in our cars, that you identify one day of the year that it is most dangerous to drive. So peel back the curtain. What day of the year is the most dangerous day of the year to drive, and why is it so dangerous?
It's the 4th of July. The 4th of July, and let me just mention a few of the other dates. July 3rd, December 23rd, January 1st. What do these dates have in common? They're either on a holiday or very near a holiday. And the truth is there's a lot more drinking and driving occurring on holidays or or near holidays. And that's the reason that the authorities attribute increased fatalities to it's all about alcohol.
Interesting. Yeah, and another reminder, do not drink and drive, whether it's on a holiday or not. All right, Mark, well, let me ask you this. We're going to keep with the Southern California tie-in, but let's talk about the world's greatest sports fan, because it just so happens he was here in Southern California. Who is it, and what is the tie-in with Southern Cal?
Yeah, this is a guy from he was a big fan of USC. He went to just about every USC football game from, I believe it's 1927 to when he died in the 1990s. He is I'm trying to remember his name right now.
Jill Pellerin.
Yes.
Pellerin.
Pellerin, right. He attended just about every USC football game, 797 from 1926 to 1998, until he was 91, and then he suffered a heart attack in the parking lot at the USC-UCLA game, and he ended up dying there. He is a guy who left no children behind and ended up making a $2 million donation to USC, and he left his Pasadena townhouse to USC. He said he traveled more than 650,000 miles over the years to watch USC play.
That's amazing, and that is a true sports fan right here in Southern California. Jill Pellerin is the guy's name. And how appropriate that he died in the parking lot following a USC-UCLA football game. I'm sure that that's the way that he wanted to go out of this world as well.
Yeah, and I'll bet you he wishes that USC would have won. UCLA actually beat USC that day, 34-17.
Which is probably what caused his heart to stop. We're talking to Mark DeVincenzo, everybody, author of the book, Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb. And Mark, your book claims in the subtitle that your book is going to make us wealthier, healthier, and smarter than everybody else. But besides making us more interesting at cocktail parties, how will your book help us?
Yeah, it's not just a claim that I've made without backing it up. There's plenty of tips in the book on how we can sleep better, when we should take vitamins, what sorts of foods we should avoid, the importance of stretching, and on the as far as wealthier goes, there's all sorts of tips on how you could save anywhere from $700 a year just by saving your loose change, to how you can make more money when you're selling your house just by doing some very simple things. There's one neat tip that I'd like to give you if I can.
Sure.
There have been studies done that show that people spend way more money than they normally would at an auction if they're sitting in soft chairs. People tend to spend about 33% to 40% more than they normally would if they're sitting in soft chairs at an auction. And they found this to be true at car auctions and all the other sorts of auctions. So it's something to keep in mind if you're someone who goes to auctions.
That's an interesting factoid. We're talking to Mark DeVincenzo, author of the book, Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb. And Mark, when doing the research for this book, because you obviously did a great deal of research, what did you find to be most remarkable?
There's one fact that I tell people, and after I tell them what it is, they still don't believe me. And then I point to the back of the book, and I show them the source, and I tell them where they could look it up for themselves, and they still don't believe me. The most anyone has ever spent for a chair, $28.3 million.
Wow.
This was at an estate auction for the late designer Yves Saint Laurent. His partner was auctioning off his things, and there was a chair that was made by an Irish furniture maker, and I think it was 1918. Her name is Eileen Gray, and this chair was expected to sell for in the six-figure range because a lot of people considered it more of a piece of decorative art than a chair. And it ended up selling for $28.3 million. And you can Google this chair, and you can, and when you do, you'll see that it looks like a pretty normal leather chair. And so when I ask people to guess, they always say, you know, maybe 10,000, maybe 100,000. Someone might go crazy and guess a million. But no, someone actually spent $28.3 million on a chair.
$28.3 million. I guess, Mark, if that chair was soft and you took it to an auction, you would probably end up spending more money at the auction as well.
Yes.
We've been talking to Mark DeVincenzo, everybody, author of the book, Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb, and 333 Other Surprising Facts That Will Make You Wealthier, Healthier, and Smarter Than Everybody Else. Mark, if people like what they hear, they're intrigued by the trivia, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
On the Internet, I suppose the easiest place to go would be Amazon.
Amazon.com?
And I have a website as well where you could learn about this book and another that I wrote that came out about a year ago that happened to spend several weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
And what is that website, Mark?
The website is markdevincenzowriter.com.
And spell that for the people who might be taking that down at their office.
Sure. MarkDevincenzo Writer, WRITER.com.
MarkDevincenzoWriter.com. Mark, it has been a delight having you as my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
That would be great, Billy. It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you so much.